Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tes. We left off on the bottom of daf Ches Amud Beis. What we're going to discuss today is we learned yesterday that the Shita of Rebbe is that we know that a Tsaras Erva is Aser not from the Pasuk of Aleha. Rebbe learns from Lekacha that Tsaras Erva is Aser from V'yivma, that there's a heter of Tsaras Shelo B'makom Mitzvah, but it's not from the word Aleha. So all that we've done from the beginning of the Masechta of showing how the word Aleha is so critical to learn these halachas of Tsaras Erva, according to Rebbe, doesn't apply. So the Amud Aleph is essentially going to work through, so what does Rebbe do with the word Aleha, and just work through the drashos back and forth once we're not using the word Aleha to teach us about Erva and Saras Erva. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Levi is going to suggest that instead of 15 women that are mentioned in the Mishnah where we shouldn't be able to do even, there should be a 16th woman that should be mentioned in the Mishnah, a 16th person on the list, and the Gemara is going to reject Levi for three reasons. There's going to be three different rejections of Levi. One of them is in today's daf. The next two are in tomorrow's daf. But the first rejection of Levi is going to be that our Mishnah doesn't get involved in cases that are machlokas. Our Mishnah likes to stick with cases that everyone agrees upon, and the entire Amud Beis, which is a deceptively short but extremely complicated Amud Beis, tries to demonstrate to us that our Mishnah, in fact, does get involved in a case of machlokas. That is everything okay there? That our Mishnah is involved in the case of machlokas. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. So let us begin. We had just mentioned two halachos yesterday. We'll start with that. We mentioned two halachos that we learned yesterday. That number one, v'lacha melamed shemegar shabegedu machzira. One halacha that we learned is that once a person does yibum on his yavama, so she becomes his regular wife, full-fledged wife, to the effect that even if he divorces her, he's allowed to remarry her like he would if he would divorce any other woman, because she does not go back to having the status of Eishes Achiv, who's one of the Arayos. In fact, Tosos adds over here that really by every case of Yibum, one could have argued that she immediately becomes Aser after the Yibum, meaning if we were to say that the Isra of Eishes Achiv returns, it should return after the Bia Rishona. The first Bia is the Mitzvah. After that first Bia, really technically we could have said the second Bia she goes back to being Eishes Achiv into being Aser. But obviously we don't say that, says Tosos, because that would be ridiculous that we're going to require a man to marry a woman for one Bia and then she's going to be Asura to him. That would be crazy. It can't be that that's what the Torah is telling us. Now, when it comes to Chayavei Lavin, however, let's say a woman has a grusha and is nafal liibum, or a woman is a nafal liibum to a kohen, or a woman is nafal liibum to a kohen gadol. So, by definition, she's an almana. So, she's aser as Chayavei Lavin to the Kohen Gadol, but we know that Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. The Mitzvah Aseh of Yibum is Dochalos Aseh of Almana the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah is going to say later on, Dav Chaf Amar Aleph, you do Chalitza in that situation. That Midor Reiser, really, you could have done Yibum, because Aseh Dochalos Aseh, but the Rabban Ur goes there not to do Yibum, Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia. That in that case, actually having the second Bia is going to be problematic in that case. And the reason that's so, the Tosfos Yeshanim writes in our sugya, is that by Chayavei Lavin, the Bria Rishona is Aser Ba'atzmusa, and it's just that the Torah is, in order to do the Mitzvah Yibum, the Torah allows the Mitzvah Yibum Aseh Docholos Aseh. But that's only as much as you need for the Mitzvah, which is Bria Rishona. By every other Yavama where you have Yibum, there's no Isra of Eishes Achiv at all. The Isra is Hutar Lagamri. The Isra of Eishes Achiv goes away entirely, and therefore you're allowed to continue to have a Bia Shnia, even though there's no mitzvah in the Bia Shnia. Now, the clear implication of Tosfos and the Rov Rishonim is that there is no mitzvah in the Bia Shnia. The Bia Shnia is not a mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is only Bia Rishonah. It's just that the Yisra of Eishes Achiv just went away once you fulfilled the Yibam. However, the Achronim are medayik from Tosei Arash in our sugya that there is a mitzvah in Bia Shnia. Because Tosei Arash writes over here that the Aseh Docholos Aseh is learned from Klayim Betzitzis. And what do we see from Klayim Betzitzis? We can only see that an Aseh Shalchova is Docholos Aseh. But the Bia Shnia, which is not an Aseh Shalchova, Because the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is with the Bia Rishona, we wouldn't say that such an asay is Dochalos asay. What the Tosa Rush seems to be saying is that the Bia Rishona, that's an asay Shel Chova, that's a real full-fledged Mitzvah Saseh. The Bia Shnia, that's a Kiyum Mitzvah Saseh, that's also a Mitzvah Saseh, but it's a lower level Mitzvah Saseh. And since it's a lower level Mitzvah Saseh, it's not going to be Docha any Lo Saseh, because the whole limit of asay Dochalos asay is only from Klayim and Tzitzis. Tzitzis is an asay Shel Chova, but anything that's a lower level Mitzvah Saseh, it's only a Kiyum, we're not going to say that it's such an asay is Dochalos asay. And based on that, the Achronim answer, the Tosas Maseches Kiddushin, Tosas Maseches Kiddushin quotes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, why don't we say that the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah is docha the iser of achilas chadash? You should be able to eat matzah of chadash, saseh docha lo saseh. And they answer that it's a gezeira, kezayis rishon atu kezayis sheni, that there's no mitzvah in the kezayis sheni, so we're afraid you're going to eat a kezayis sheni of matzah, and that's stam going to be an iser of chadash. So all the achronim say, what, there's no mitzvah in kezayis sheni? Isn't that the famous shitas hagra, that matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis for all 7 days of Pesach? The Maharal Miprag, the Bach writes in the Maharal Miprag, that any achilas shel matzah, even more than a kezayis on the Lel Pesach, has a mitzvah. The Netziv writes in the Hamik She'ela, that any mitzvah that the Torah gives a shir in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, when you do more than the shir, that's also part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So how can you say that the kezayis sheni is not a mitzvah at all? So says the Stipler, works out very well though, according to our Tosei HaRash. According to the Tosei HaRash, ain't a chinami, there may be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Just like there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah by the Bia Shnia also, but it's not enough of a mitzvah to be docha los asay. Though to be docha los asay, you need a real strong Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that Kiyum HaMitzvah of the kezayis sheni of matzah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Bia Shnia, wouldn't be enough to be docha los asay. Yeah, but all that is relating to this drasha that megarsha beget umachzira, that once a person does yibum, she becomes his wife, and you don't have to worry about Eish HaZachav anymore. He could divorce her and remarry her, treat her like she would have all the halachos of a regular wife. Then we had the second drasha, v'yibma v'darshin al karcha, that yibum could even happen bal karcha, even against her will. He's kona her to be yorish her, to be metamila if he's a kohen, and she's ishtal l'chol davar just with bia. All you need is bia. The Mishnah Lamelech raises a safek in the second paragraph of Zibum Chalitza, if yibum needs edei kiyum. Generally speaking, in order for a person to get married, or in order for a person to get divorced, we need edus l'kiyum adavar. Most of the time when we have edus, the edus is just l'birur adavar. Edus is to verify what happened. When you get married, the purpose of the edim is not to verify what happened. You could have both the chasen and the kala admit, they both agree, this is exactly what happened, but there were no edim there, they're not married. It's not that they're married and we just don't know about it. They're not married. Without edim, the wedding doesn't take place. The divorce doesn't take place. That's edus l'kiyum adavar. That in order for the kinyan to be chal by adavar shebe'erva, you need edus l'kiyum adavar. So this is a discussion in the Achronim. Do you need edus l'kiyum adavar for yibam also? On the one hand, it's adavar shebe'erva, just like gittin and kiddushin. So you would say you need edus l'kiyum adavar. But on the other hand, many of the Achronim suggest that you don't need edus l'kiyum adavar. Now, what's the svara? Why wouldn't you need edus l'kiyum adavar? So Reb Chaim explains in his Chidushman in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, in the Grach al Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, Perek Dalet, that Edus L'kiyum Adavar is a reflection of a very high level of Das that's necessary to create certain types of transactions. Meaning, we know the halacha that a katan is a lav bar das, so he's unable to engage in transactions the way an adult can, because he doesn't have the requisite das. Meaning, he has enough das to be, we know by Hilchos Lulav, he has enough das to be kona, dalid minim, if someone else, if there's das acheres makne to him, but he doesn't have enough das to be makne back to somebody. That's why on day one, if you share a lulav with your child, you have to either be yotze the mitzvah first, then give it to your child, so you could have it be lachem, or give it as matana naslach or something, because he doesn't have the das to be makne it back to the person. Someone asked me what the Chabadniks that go around with the dalid minim, they walk around the neighborhoods, even on Yantif, just giving to everybody, how anyone fulfills the mitzvah with lachem. Is they asking for for it to be, they're telling everyone to have das to be konan and das to be makne back. It would only work, obviously, for adults, but I'm not sure what their mahalich is in terms of that. But that's the level of das needed for a transaction. Now, when the transaction is marriage or divorce or something like that, that needs a much higher level of das. The das is not just reflected by being carried out by people who are gedolim, who are adults. The das is reflected by having edus l'kiyum adavar. Edim there shows that I'm taking this so seriously that I set up edim for the transaction. That's the higher level of das. But yibum, we know, it even happens bal karcha, even ba'onas. As long as the maisa happens, it creates a sense, it creates a yibum. So we see that you don't need any das for yibum. If you don't need any das, memela, you're not going to need edus l'kiyum adavar. Minchas Chinuch also points out that even if you would need edim, he has a very interesting ha'arah. Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah tafkav tzadiches, he has two ha'arahs. He says that even if you would need edim for yibum to make yibum effective, he says that's only to make it effective. But maybe that we could be mechalik between what's a valid mitzvah of yibum and what is not in this Rav Eish HaSach. Meaning one might have thought, if I'm not doing the mitzvah of yibum and you're sleeping with that woman, then she's an Isra Rav Eish HaSach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if a person does yibum without, even if you're old, you need edus for yibum, and a person does yibum without edim, so he didn't do the mitzvah of yibum, but it's also not an Isra Rav Eish HaSach. He can fall like in between, where it's not an Isra Rav Eish HaSach, but it's also not the mitzvah of yibum. He says, for example, even if you're on mitzvah strichas kavana, that you need to have kavana in order to be mekayim mitzvah. So let's say you do yibum without any kavana l'shem mitzvah. So he says, so then you didn't get the mitzvah of yibum. But it's also not an Isra Rav Eish HaSach, that he creates this third category. It's not Eish HaSach, but it's also not yibum. But anyway, Vaitu in the Gemara now, we're on Daf Ches and Beis at the bottom of the page. V'rebi hayaleh may of it. Right, is that what we're up to? I think so. The Rebbe, hi aleha my avale. Rebbe who didn't darshan the word aleha, what does he do with the word aleha? Meaning he didn't use it to teach us that it's tzaras erva as aser, or the heter of a tzaras shalobah makom mitzvah, like we've been darshaning the word aleha. So what does Rebbe do with the word aleha? Mi bai lelicha detanya, he uses it for the following brisa. Ein chayavin bezin el al davar shazdona kares v'shigosu chatos v'chein ha-mashiach. So in order to understand what this next sugi is talking about, we have to understand the concept of a korban chatos. That a korban chatos is brought when a person does an avera b'shogeg, but there are many different types of korban chatos. There's the run-of-the-mill korban chatos. Any isra that a person is chayav kares when he does b'mezid, a yachid who violates such an avera b'shogeg has to bring a kisvo or a si'ira, a nekeva, dafka, for a korban chatos. That's a regular korban chatos. But then you have a case where Beis Din b'shogeg paskin something to be mutter when it was really aser, and the entire tzibur or rove of the tzibur followed the psak of Beis Din and therefore violated an avera based on psak of Beis Din. Then Beis Din realizes afterwards, uh-oh, we made a mistake. So what we do in that situation is we don't have every member of the tzibur bring their own personal korban chatas. Rather, each shevet brings a parhel and davar shel tzibur. That's as one communal chatas for the entire shevet. That's a second type of korban chatas. A third type of korban chatas is a kohen mashiach, a kohen gadol who was nimshach b'shemna mishcha, who does an aver b'shogeg. He brings a chatas, but instead of a kisva or a si'ira, he brings a par. So he brings a bull as a korban chatas. You also have a nasi or a melech who does an aver b'shogeg. He brings a si'ir, not a si'ira, not a kisva, a si'ir, a male goat as a korban chatas. So those are four types of korbanos chatas. We also find, specifically by avodah zarah, a separate category of chatas. If people do avodah zarah b'shogeg, that the halachos of korban chatas are different than they are by other averos. A yachid that violates avodah zarah b'shogeg brings a si'ira for a chatas, which you could bring also for any other avera, but he's not allowed to bring kisva like you could normally bring for other averos. So he's more limited. When a yachid does avodah zarah, only one of the two animals that are normally kosher for korban chatas can he bring for a korban chatas. If it's sibur violates avodah zarah based on haras Beis Din, based on the psak of Beis Din, Beis Din says, don't worry, this isn't avodah zarah. And then the whole tzibur does it, and then Beis Din says, it is avodah zarah, we made a mistake. So they bring a parli ola and a seir lechatas for each and every shevet. Instead of just a par and davar shel tzibur, it's a par for an ola and a seer for a chatos. Now the Gemara says, what do we do with the word aleha? So he uses it for the brisa. The brisa says that Beis Din is only chayiv to bring the par and davar shel tzibur if it's the type of avera, if their psak was about the type of avera they had everyone doing, the type of avera that if people would do it b'meizid, they'd be chayiv kares, and if people did it b'shogeg, they'd be chayiv a regular chatos. The chena mashiach, and also the kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol, who doesn't have avera b'shogeg, only brings his special par, his par lechatos, if he violated an avera that is normally a chiyuv kares if you do b'meizid and a chiyuv chatos if you do b'shogeg. V'lo ba'avodas kochavim el al davar shechayv nal zon kares shugasu chatos. And also all the avodah zarah related karbanos that we just spoke about. The yachid who brings a si'ira and not a kisva, the community that brings a par la'ola and a si'ir l'chatos, is also only if it's the type of violation of avodah zarah that would be a chiyuv kares if you did it b'meizid and chatos if you do b'shogeg. What's an example of avodah zarah that's not a chiyuv kares when you do it b'meizid? So Rashi writes that kigo, what's an example of what is a chiyuv kares? Kigo zibuach, v'kitur, v'nisuch, v'shtachavah. If one worships avodah zarah in a classical way of worshiping, you slaughter an animal to it, you burn incense to it, you menasech yayin in front of it, you bow to it, but avon l'chabik menashek, love. But if a person hugs or kisses an avodah zarah, that would not be a chiyuv kares. So that would not be subject to these karbanos. Utznanami, and the Mishnah says, kol mitzvah shebetorah shechayav nal zon l'kares v'l'shedgas l'chatos, any mitzvah in the Torah for which you chayav b'mezid kares, and if you do b'shogeg, you chayav v'chatos, yachid mevi kisva o'si'ira, the regular karban chatos that a yachid brings is a kisva o'si'ira. And that's where also a nasi mevi sayir, the nasi meaning the melech, brings a goat, that's the halacha of the nasi. He only brings a sayir, a male goat, for a chatas, not a si'ira. Mashiach hu Beis Din mevi'in par, the kohen Mashiach, the kohen gadol, and a Beis Din would bring a par in that situation. The Beis Din brings par am dovah shel tzibur, the melech just brings his own par, and in bavodas kachavim, yach nasi Mashiach, mevi'in si'ira, tzibur, mevi'in par, v'sayir, par le'ol, v'sayir l'chatas, for it just lists all the six karbanos that we just mentioned. All of these six karbanos only apply to those averos that if you were to do them, b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares. Those are the only types of averos that these six karbanos chatas would apply to. So, frekling gemara minani mili, how do we know that that's so? That it's dafka got to be that kind of avera that warrants bringing these karbanos chatas. The Tan Rabban and the Braisa teaches as follows. V'noda hachatas asher chatu aleha. The pasuk describing the tzibur that brings a chatas, so the param davar shel tzibur, so it describes v'noda chatas sher chatu aleha. Rabbi Omer nemer kan aleha v'nemer lahala an aleha. The word aleha is used over here. The word aleha is used by Yibum. Malala and davar shechayev malzdonu karis al shigas al chatas. Avkan davar shechayev malzdonu karis al shigas al chatas. So that's how we see that Rabbi uses the word aleha, that it says by chatas tzibur aleha, and it says by achos isha, the Yisra of achos isha, it says aleha. So we say just like by arayos, it's something that you chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. So too, whenever we talk about a karban chatas, it's only for something that you chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. Says more great ashkan tzibur. That teaches us that the chatas of a tzibur is something that is only for an avera that you chayiv kares if you do b'mezid. Mashiach minalan. But how do I know that the same is true of a kohen gadol, that it's also he only brings his karban if it's something that if it's an avera that you'd be chayiv kares for? The chesiv b'mashiach la'ashmas ha'am hare mashiach tzibur. By the kohen gadol, it says la'ashmas ha'am. So we see that the Torah itself equates the kohen gadol to the tzibur. So if it's true of the tzibur, it's true of the kohen gadol. Yachid v'nasi asya mitzvas. And the fact that the yachid and the nasi also only bring for an aver that's done with kares, that we learn out from Gzeres Shavah of mitzvos mitzvos. By Chatos Yachid it says that v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkagum me'amaretz b'asosa achas mi'mitzvos Hashem asher te'osan ve'ashem. And by Nasi it also says v'asa achas mi'kol mitzvos Hashem. And by the Parham Dovash al-Zibur it says v'asa achas mi'kol mitzvos Hashem. So the Gzeres Shavah of mitzvos tells us that the part Zibur only comes for something that's done with kares. So too, the Yachid and the Nasi is also only for something that's done with kares. V'lo ba'avodos And then we went on to say that for the averus of avodah zarah also, it's only if you did an avodah zarah in a way that it would be the kind of avera that you'd be chayiv kares if you did it b'mezid tzibur b'avodas chavim. So when we're talking about the tzibur doing avodah zarah yalef me'ene, we learned that from a drasha of me'ene, that by paral and davar shel tzibur by other mitzvot says v'nelam davar me'ene hakal, and by par v'sar shel tzibur by avodas kochavim it says v'yeim me'ene ha'edan nasa l'shkaga. So we see that the word me'ene comes up in both contexts. Yachid nasi u'mashiach, and the idea of a yachid nasi u'mashiach that violates avodah zarah, again, that it's only, they only are going to bring their carbon if it's something, if they violated avodah zarah in a way that is chayiv kares, had they done it b'mezid, mi ve'im nefesh achas. Echad yachid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach b'mashma. The pasuk ve'im nefesh achas implies that all of them are equal in the carbon. And then vav mosav alinin rishon, ve'ilam etachton min ha'olion. Ve'im teaches that it's about shigas avodah zarah v'tzibur, connects the two inyanim together, and we learn that tachton, which is shigas yachid and nasi mashiach, from Elyon, which is about shigas atzibur. So just like shigas atzibur, you only bring the par v'sayir on something that's done a kares, so too, when it comes to the yachid and the nasi and the mashiach, you only bring their karbanos for something that's done a kares. Great, so that's what Rabbi does with the word aleha. He learns that all the different karbanos, it sets off the limud, that all the different karbanos chattas are only brought for something that's done a kares. So now the Gemara just flips it around. Rabbanon ha'isvarim min alehu. But the Rabbanon who use aleha to for what we used it for in the first seven plot of this Masechta, how are they going to know that you're only chayiv these various karbanos chattas if you did an avera, that you're chayiv kares if you did it b'mezid? So nafka lehumi demakri le Rabbi Yeshua lebrei Torah achas yelechem la'osu b'shkaga. They learn it from what Rabbi Yeshua taught his son, from the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua taught in front of his son, that by the chatos of avodah zarah it says Torah achas yelechem la'osu b'shkaga, and right afterwards it says v'nefesh shetasu biyad rama, and it talks about megadef and chi of kares. So from the fact that chatos of avodah zarah b'shogeg is mentioned right next to the chi of kares for avodah zarah b'mezid, we see that huksha kolatoru that we compare everything else with all of Torah with regard to a carbon to avodah zarah. Ma avodah chacham davish chayv malzon karsal shigasu chatos. Just like avodah zarah is only by definition that you chayv kares for is something that you chayv kares when you do it b'mezid and shogeg and chatos when you do it b'shogeg. Av kol davish chayv malzon karsal shigasu chatos. So too, anything that you chayv kares when you do it b'mezid, when you do it b'shogeg, you bring a carbon chatos. Ashkechan yachid v'nasi mashiach bein b'avod zchav and bein b'shar mitzvos. That's a perfectly good limud about a regular guy or about a melech or about a kohen gadol when he does any avera, whether it be avodah zarah or other mitzvos. But tzibur b'avodos kochav minayin. How do I know that the same is true when a tzibur violates avodah zarah? How do I know that their special karbanos are only brought if they violate an avodah zarah in a way that they be chayiv a kares if they do it b'mezid? Amar kra v'im nefesh v'ilam ir elyon mitachton. Pasuk says at the beginning of the parsha of shogeg v'avodah zarah v'yachid v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga. So we darshan the vav of v'im to connect it to connect the parshios of the shigas tzibur with the yachid who does avodah zarah. So just like a yachid who does avodah zarah is only chayiv the karban if it's something that's kares b'mezid, so too the tzibur is the same. El tzibur b'shar mitzvos minalan. That teaches us about tzibur avodah zarah. How do I know that par helam davar shel tzibur is also only something that's donut kares? Yalef me'ene me'ene. We learn out me'ene me'ene. So again, that same drasha we had before of me'ene me'ene. So now the Gemara turns it back around. V'Rebbe, hay Torah achas me'avodai. Great, so now the Rabbanan learned from Torah achas. What does Rebbe learn from Torah achas? What drasha is he going to learn from this pasuk? The Rebbe used par helam davar from gzer shavav aleha aleha. So what's he going to learn from Torah achas? He uses it to teach the following. Since we find that there is a difference between the punishment of a yachid and the punishment of an entire city when it comes to avodah zarah, and when avodah zarah is done b'mezid. Meaning, let's say an individual does avodah zarah b'mezid. What's his punishment? He gets skila if there was edim and asra. And what's the halacha if an entire city does avodah zarah b'mezid? Well, then the city becomes an ira nidachas. So it's an entirely different punishment, as we're about to see. Yechidim b'skila. Individuals get skila. And their money, nothing happens to their money. Their money is fine. Merubin b'sayif, but when it's an entire city that becomes near nidachas, they all are chayiv sayif lefichach mamonim avad. And because they're getting the lesser death, their money gets destroyed. All of the possessions of the near nidachas are brought to the center of town, and the whole thing is burnt down. So yachol nachlok b'karbon oseyan. One might have had a hava amina that we should make a distinction in the karbanos, that if b'nei ir violate avodah zarah b'shogeg, they should not have the same din as yechidim who violate b'shogeg, and they should not each have to bring a se'ira for their karban chatas. Tamalomar, that's what Rabbi does with the pasuk Torah achas yelachem, that whether an individual violates avodah zarah b'shogeg or an entire city violates avodah zarah b'shogeg, Torah achas yelachem, they both have the same chiyuv of a karban for their avodah zarah. Maskefla Rabbi Chilke me'agronya time the kasev rachmanu Torah achas yelachem halav hachiyav amin enechlak. So yeah, that's only because I have Torah achas yelachem. Had I not had Torah achas yelachem, I would assume that we do distinguish between an individual and a city. Well, my laisu, what exactly would we suggest a city that does avodah zarah b'shogeg should bring? Meaning, what was the havamina? Rabbi says, I need a pasuk to tell me that a city that does avodah zarah, that the whole city does avodah zarah b'shogeg, that they bring the regular carbon chatos that an individual does avodah zarah b'shogeg brings. Well, what else would they bring? We don't have, nowhere in the Torah does it tell us that they bring anything else. So what else would they bring? So my laisu, what should they bring? Laisu par? They should bring par? Well, tzibur b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. That's what a tzibur brings on other mitzvahs, not on avodah zarah, on other things. Kisva? Should they bring kisva? Yachad b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. That's a regular karban chatas that an individual normally brings. Si'ir? Should they bring a male si'ir? Nasi b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. That's the nasi's karban. Par la'ola v'soyu l'chatas? Should they bring a parlo and serul chatas tzibur bavels chavu d'maisi? That's when rove of a shevet or an entire klal Yisrael does avodah zarah. They bring such a karban vel mais. So what should they bring? Si'ira? They should bring a regular si'ira yachinami anu karbanu. That's exactly the karban that a yachin brings. So what would the hava amina have been to bring something other than the karban that a yachin brings when a city violates avodah zarah? Says Mar Itzrich. The havamina would have been salkat eichamina hov tzibur ba'ara ma'isu parli olav sir lechatos inunami neisu ipcha. That I would have thought that since a tzibur on a parel and davar shel tzibur has a halacha that they bring a par for an olav and a sir lechatos, so a tzibur that's shogig b'avodah zarah brings a parla ol and a sir lechatas, I would think that a city takes on the status of a tzibur. That a nir nidachas, not a nir nidachas, not doing b'mezid, but a city that does avodah zarah b'shogeg should be just like a shevet that does avodah zarah b'shogeg. Should be just like klal Yisrael doing avodah zarah b'shogeg, where they should bring those same where they should bring those karbanos. That they should also bring par b'sayir, but I would have thought that it should be the opposite, that the par should be the chatos and the seir should be la'ola inami, or we would think tsarich ve'en lo takana, that they need to bring some sort of karban, they need to bring some sort of kapara, but we don't have any karban for them to bring because they're not the same as any of the other averos that are mentioned in the Torah. So I would think that they're stuck and therefore they can't bring anything, they can never achieve a kapara. Kamash Malan. That's why I need Torah Achas, says Rebbe, to teach me that even when an entire city does avodah zarah b'shogeg, we treat them like individuals who violate avodah zarah b'shogeg, and they bring the regular karban that individuals who violate avodah zarah b'shogeg would normally bring. And that is that they bring a si'ira l'chatas, and not a kisva, they bring a dafka si'ira. That's the halacha. Period. That is sugya number one in today's daf. Now, sugya number two, Amalei Levi the Rebbe, Ma'ir Yidatani Tez Vav, Lisni Tez Zayin. Why does it only have 15 women mentioned in the Mishnah that are considered erva? There should be 16. He says, it seems to me that you don't have a brain in your skull. What 16th do you want to add? That what kind of a brainless comment that you want to add a 16th woman to the Mishnah? So the Chavis Yar, we've mentioned in the past many times, Chavis Yar is a tshuva in Siman Kufnun Beis where he insists that Chazal were never mean to each other. That all the times that they say things like this, they weren't really insulting each other. That's not the Derech of Torah. The he who yells the loudest is not the one that gets heard in the Beis Medrash. That was never the Derech. That was never, it just causes other people to yell louder and no one's ever going to get heard. He says, this is part of the requirement that a Rebbe has to push his Talmidim. That sometimes it's important that if a Rebbe sees that his Talmud has potential and he's being lazy and he's not doing enough to maximize his potential, so then the Rebbe has to be harsh with the Talmidim. He says this is where the Rambam gets it from in the fourth paragraph of the Talmud Torah when he says Chayiv Harach Lichos Al Talmidav. If Im Roish Mishrashlim, that if Rebbe sees the Talmud is being lazy, the Rebbe has to get angry at him. That's what's Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Yardeisim Reish Mem Vav. So Rebbe knew that Levi could do better. So he knew that he was a Chacham Muflag. He knew that Levi was special, and because he was special, he pushed him hard. But it's not because he was being mean. It's not because Rebbe was a Bal Gaiva or anything like that. Mishmesh Rebbe Batla Anava, Rebbe Chas V'Shalom, he was the furthest thing away from Gaiva. That's what the Chavis Yair says, that it's not Stam in insults for the sake of insults. That's what Rebbe, that used to be the style. It's, people are too sensitive nowadays, you can't do it anymore. But it used to be the style in the old Litvashi Yeshivas that they would always yell. I always mention that people in Rav Soloveitchik Shir from the early years would say that, you know, if he would call on you and you couldn't read the Gemara, Shikar Agoya, you know, he would just he would insult, you know, whatever. That was the style. It wasn't just him. That was the style to push the Talmidim to do more. Now the Talmidim would just walk out and never come back, so it wouldn't work as well. So Rebbe says to Levi, what do you want to add to the Mishnah? Which relationship are you interested in adding to the Mishnah? Imo anusas aviv. You want to add the relationship of a mother who is a rape victim of the father? Imo anusas aviv plukta Rebbe devarabanhi obplukta lo kamayri. First rejection that Rebbe asked for Levi, we have three rejections, only one in today's daf, is that Imo Anusas Aviv is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and we try not to get involved in machlokes in our Mishnah. We don't have any cases of machlokes in our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara, really? We don't have any cases of machlokas in the Mishnah? Vilo? Is that really so? Vare Isser Mitzvah Visser Kedusha Depligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan Vikatani. What about Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, which are both in the Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, where we say that they do Chalitza and they don't do Yibum, even though Isser Kedusha is something that's Tali and Machlokas Tanaim, and it's only according to the Chum, not according to Rabbi Akiva? We'll see what exactly it is. It's women that are Shnios La Arayos, like a grandmother, that are Asuros to do Yibum Mid Rabbanan, so they're Cholzos Vlo Masyav. And that's what we call Isser Mitzvah, or women who are Asus to Yibum because of an Isser Lav or an Isser Asay, like Mamzeres or an Nesina. So they're Chotzos Velo Masyavmos. That's what we call Isser Kedusha. And we're going to see that the reason Isser Kedusha is because Min HaTorah, they're Mutaros even to do Yibum, because Asay of Yibum is Doch of the Los Asay, but because of Asay Doch Los Asay, we would only be Matin to be a Rishona, like we mentioned earlier, not to be a Shnia. So the Chum said, that we were gozer, you can't even do the Bia Rishon, and therefore you can only do Chalitza. But that's only according to the Chum, that Kiddushin is Tovsin B'Chayav Elavin. According to Rabbi Kiva, that it's not even Tfisus Kiddushin B'Chayav Elavin. This is that Chayav Elavin are like Chayav Krisus. So anyone who's Belav or Ba'asei has a din of all Arayos of our Mishnah, and you wouldn't even do Chalitza. So the Mishnah that says later on in Daf Chaf that you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibum by Yisr Kiddusha and by Yisr Mitzvah is only according to the Rabbanan. Would it work according to Rabbi Kiva? So don't tell me that our Mishnah is only go, only get involved in cases that have no machlokas. There's absolutely a machlokas in this case. So the Gemara answers what Rebbe would answer to Levi, that the Mishnah is not about a machlokas. Bepirkin Kamrinon. In our parak, we're talking about the Mishnayis in the second parak. That's fine. That could talk about cases of machlokas. Frak the Gemara Vahabe Shame Matirinus Atzaris La'achin Ubesil Osrin, and Daf Yud Gimel. In our parak, we're going to have a case where Beis Shammai is cholik on the Patur of Tzara, and the whole Patur of Tzara is only according to the Beis Hillel, and still the Mishnah says the Patur of Tzara in our parak, Beis Shammai Makom Beis Hillel, say Ansa Gemara, Beis Shammai Makom Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. That doesn't count. That's not, it doesn't count as machlokas, because we know that we just ignore Beis Shammai, but Makom Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is really the only opinion in halacha. Vare Eishas Achiv Shalo Hayu Ba'olamo, frek the Gemara, what about the case of Eishas Achiv Shalo Hayu Ba'olamo, the pligi, meaning a brother that was born after the woman originally had fallen to Yibum to one of the other brothers, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies and his wife falls to Yibum to Shimon, and after that happens, Levi is born, so that's a case where Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, to machlokas taf yilchesam beis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, where Rabbi Shimon requires chalitza vikatani, and yet still it gets mentioned in our Mishnah, and daf beis amir beis, we mentioned it as part of our Mishnah, so the Gemara answers that there's a way that even Rabbi Shimon will be moda to the din of the Mishnah. That the Gemara answers Rabbi Shimon is not cholik on the chum to be mater eishasach shalohay ba'alam b'yibum unless the third brother was born after the yibum from the first nefila, the first time that the woman fell to Yibum. For example, and this is this will hopefully we'll have time to say this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven marries Sarah, and Reuven dies without any children. So Sarah falls to Shimon to do Yibum, and Shimon does Yibum on Sarah. So far, it's pretty clear. Then Shimon also marries Rivka. He marries Stam, another girl, and then they have a new brother. Levi is born after that. So Sarah is married to Shimon, and Shimon was around when Reuven was around, and then Shimon dies without any children. So now Sarah and Rivka both fall to Yibum to the third brother. That's the case where Rabbi Shimon is going to be cholik on the chum and say that since at the time Levi was born, Sarah was already in Siavim to Shimon, so there is, and the Zikas Yibum was already gone from Reuven's death, so when she falls to Levi for Yibum after Misa Shimon, it's considered like Eishas Shimon, Shahaya Ba'olamo, and she's Muteras to him, and you could be Miyabim Sarah Rivka. But Bin Nolad, if the mother was born, if Levi was born after Reuven died, Ulubasov Yibim, and then only after Levi was born did Shimon do Yibum on Reuven's wife, then Lo Palag Rabbi Shimon. Then Rabbi Shimon would agree that if Shimon dies without any children, Levi can't do Yibum. So you have a case where even Rabbi Shimon would agree. So the Gemara says, but yeah, but wait a second. Vam Rabbi Oshia, Cholokai Rabbi Shimon, Af Barishona, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees, even in the first Mishnah in the second parak that deals with Eishes Ach, Shalohai Ba'olamo, in a case where first Levi was born, and then afterwards Shimon did the Yibum, and even then Rabbi Shimon was matir for Levi to do Yibum after Shimon dies without any children. So our Mishnah that asers Eishes Ach Shalohai Ba'olamo is even benefila shnia because of Shimon, even when Shimon dies, doesn't work according to Rabbi Shimon. So it turns out that our Mishnah is getting involved in machlokas. That our Mishnah is also a discussion of machlokas. So says Gemara. The Gemara answers Ha'itosav Rabbi Oshia, but we have rejected Rabbi Oshia from a Beferish Braisa, and we don't pass like Rabbi Oshia. That Rabbi Shimon was not that Rabbi Shimon was not matir unless the second one did Yibum and then the third brother was born. So our Mishnah could be going Kedivrei Akol. Our Mishnah could be going even like Rabbi Shimon, and in the case is that the third brother was born before the second Yibum. That even Rabbi Shimon is moda that she's going to be aser. So frek the Gemara v'amar Rav Yehuda Marav v'chein tanur v'chiyah b'kulan anikari behen asur l'zeh mutaris l'zeh v'asur l'zeh mutaris l'zeh v'achosa shi yevemta choletzes omis yevemes. But don't we say that that in all the 15 cases of our Mishnah, we have to be able to say that one who's usher to one brother is mutter to another brother, and the one who's usher to one brother is mutter to the other brother, and achosa, which is of any erva, which is yevama, is chaletzes omis yevemes to the brother that's an erva that she's usher to, because she's not achosu kukaso. Rabbi Yehuda Matargin, Rabbi Yehuda explains that he's talking about mechamoso ve'elach avol shita bavi deresha, that this this is only true from the relationship of Chamoso and on in the Mishnah, but not the first six relationships of Shita Bavi Dereisha. Lo, would not be included in that rule of the Shtei Achios that Asur Lezez Mutaris Lezez Asur Lezez Mutaris Lezez. So where it says my time, Kivan de Bito be Onsin Mishkachas, since the case of Bito by Shtei Achios, we only find if there was a case of Ones, Benisuin Lo Mishkachas La, but we won't find in the case where they actually got married, b'nisuin kamari, b'ons and lo kamari. Our mission is only talking about cases of nisuin, and it's not talking about cases of onsin. Another interpretation, the Gemara says, v'abaye mitargem, af pito me'an usasa, kivin da'ashkuche mishkachasla, ibaye mina onsin tavi, ibaye mina nisuin tavi, aval eisha sachav shloya ba'olama lo. My time, given to Rabbi Shimon the Mishkachsel, Rabbi Lo Mishkachsel, Bupluta Lo Kamari. That Abaye will say that the case of Asur Lezah Mutaris Lezah is shayach to every case in our Mishnah except for Eishes Achiv Shaloh Hayabalamo. For Rav Safra Matargim Af Eishes Achiv Shaloh Hayabalamo, Umishkachsel Bishisa Achim Valibid Rabbi Shimon. And Rav Safra would say that it even applies to Eishes Ach Shaloh Hayabalamo Shayach according to Rabbi Shimon. So we see, bottom line is, but I didn't explain anything on Amud Beis, but it requires a lot of explanation, it would take about an hour. But the bottom line, what we see from the entire Amud Beis is that Biplukta Kamairi, that the first Mishnah is talking about a case of Machlokas, so you can't tell me that the first Mishnah is not talking about a case of Machlokas. Maybe we should do another recording just explaining the cases of Amud Beis or something. But okay, but the bottom line is Biplukta Kamairi. Okay.